Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Tis the season for settling lawsuits. Jeff Downing's final edition of Woodja, and I don't understand what all the fuss is about. I once pulled out of a gas station in Paris, Illinois, and nothing bad happened.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
That ball hit deep. Way back. Maxwell at the wall jumps. What is it? You can put it, no, safe. You can put it on the board or what? Anyway, he's coming around. You can put it on the board. Yes!
Scott Unash,
oh,
name that home run.
Goodness.
Name that home run.
I remember it, but I can't.
If I gave you the season, I'll give.
Yeah, give me the season.
2013.
Oh, Lord. You know what? Here's the deal with Hawk.
He was one of, I think he was one of Ken Harrelson's favorite players, if that helps you narrow it down.
Oh, yeah, that narrows it down completely. Here's my thing.
Tyler Saladino?
With Hawk.
No, good guess.
Wasn't Saladino. I kind of tune him out. I've seen so many games over the years that I just kind of tune him out.
That was a Connor Gillespie.
Connor Gillespie!
Home run that barely made it out.
Apparently.
And it took him, you know, the third time was the charm on the call there.
Sometimes the game becomes secondary with the Hawk.
Are you going to miss him
yesterday?
Are you going to miss him?
Oh, 20% of me is going to miss him. But
will you miss the stories about Yaz?
No, I will not miss the Yaz stories. And I'm looking forward to 140 games with Jason Benetti. That's what I'm looking forward
he's
to.
He's good. We talked about him last
really
night.
Good. He's really good until somebody probably steals him away.
Are you going to miss the 3 minutes of silence when things are going poorly for the White Sox?
No, I will not. He's a throwback, but he's got his own style.
That he does.
And right or wrong, and most people don't like the Hawk, and that's fine. But he's not changed in 34 years, and he's not going to change for those 20 games next year.
I had an English teacher in high school whose claim to fame was once being sexually harassed by the Hawk. I'm guessing she probably wasn't the only woman to
that's
suffer
a true
that
story.
Fate.
Was Yaz around?
Wow.
True story. I don't know whether Yaz was there or not, but I bet he probably was in spirit. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the South Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Good show in store for you today. We're going to be talking with former Major League Baseball All-Star Freddie Sanchez coming up at the bottom of hour number one. Freddie in town with the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight for a special event. We'll let him tell you all about it. Kendall Rogers from D1Baseball.com is going to be with us in hour number two tonight, as well as the Hawkeyes are on the ground in Houston and getting ready to take on the number 15 Houston Cougars in what can only be described as a stacked NCAA baseball regional. The folks at Baseball America had a very nice rundown of the four teams involved in that regional. You can find it on my Twitter timeline, at Todd Brommelkamp. I retweeted that earlier today. As we mentioned in the open to the show today, it will be the final time Jeff Downing has to do Woodja with us as well. Woodja, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but basically here's what happened. I stole this segment from a radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee called WNML. They do a segment there, and it's called Woodja.
Wait, did you steal Love It or Leave It too?
And that station also does a segment called Love It or Leave It that I stole from them, and I really hope I don't get in trouble for it.
That's got to be copyright infringement.
Well, you know,
what's the penalty for that?
Shh. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
We will do Woodja today coming up at 5 o'clock. And, of course, the NBA Finals get kicked off this evening as well. Golden State and Cleveland. That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. How do the finals play out? We give you four options. Looking for a good place to watch the finals tonight? How about Emil's Hideaway? They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. As we mentioned, it's lawsuit settling season, apparently. Former Iowa State basketball player, women's basketball player Nikki Moody has reached a settlement with Iowa State that pays significantly less money than Iowa had to dole out to Tracy Griesbaum and Jane Meyer, but I believe it was a $60,000 settlement when all was said and done. She had her own discrimination claims against Bill Fennelly and Iowa State. Fennelly was removed from the lawsuit or discharged from the lawsuit earlier this year, so it was just Moody and the university at this point. So that's in the headlines. We've also got a time and a place for Big Ten football media today.
Finally.
As I said earlier today, football is right around the corner. We have to just embrace this. It is what it is. We don't get to enjoy summer anymore. The Hawkeyes are going to be on day one at Big Ten Media Day this year, Monday, July 24th. And they are remaining at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Joining the Hawkeyes on day one will be Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. And that leaves the remaining seven Big Ten schools on Tuesday, July 25th. Of course, the Hawkeyes and other schools will announce the players that they're taking with them to Big Ten football media days at a later date. You and I were having some fun in the office a couple days ago, and I put fun in air quotes because there wasn't really anything enjoyable about it, but we were trying to guess which players Kirk Ferentz would take with him to Chicago this year. I think Akram Wadley is probably a given. There's always at least one nondescript senior offensive or defensive lineman. You and I are both in agreement. If we had to rate it on a confidence factor 1 to 10, we would give 10 points to Sean Welsh.
And Josie Jewell.
And then we think Josie Jewell, as far as a defensive player, usually three players and the head coach go. I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed, we haven't really crossed this bridge yet, but we've been in Chicago the last couple years doing the afternoon show from, I hope WNML doesn't show up in Chicago and take our spot at Big Ten Media Day. But then I'd really be concerned. But we'll maybe reunite with our friends from the Tri-Cities area in Nebraska. But we don't get summer anymore. It's football, football, football. And you were talking the other day about the magazines being out. And let's not wish summer away too fast here on June 1st. But the Big Ten picking a good time as any to announce Big Ten Media Day will be held at the McCormick Place in Chicago. Cubs are off today, starting a series tomorrow with the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. You'll hear about that coming up today on the Cubs Report. New sponsor on board for that. Big thank you going out to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Plenty to get to, including your thoughts on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600, and we've got folks chiming in on Ken Harrelson, and that was the homage today on the open to the show. If you missed it yesterday, it was announced while we were on the air that after 34 years, the Hawk is planning on hanging it up in 2018. He's only going to do 20 games and then turn things over, which he already essentially has done, to Jason Benetti as the television play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox. But Hawk Harrelson, I would say either love him or hate him, but I don't know if I've ever met an individual who loves Ken Harrelson, and that includes White Sox fans. No, White Sox fans are indifferent for the most part about him, and then people who are not White Sox fans, by and large, hate Ken Harrelson.
He's kind of what Mike Shannon is in St. Louis, to a certain extent. He's really a bad announcer, but he's our bad announcer. We can talk bad about him, but when everybody else does, he's our guy. We're going to defend him. And that's pretty much the theme that I've gathered from a lot of White Sox fans when they talk about Hawk Harrelson. He can be entertaining at sometimes. He's a little bit, like Scott said, he has his own style. He has his own personality. He's not going to change for anyone, so you have to admire that about him. But I think it's those times where things aren't going so well in the middle of June or July or August, and you're watching a White Sox game, and you are just basically hearing the crowd mic of the fans in the background and the buzz from the stadium because there's really no commentary going along with the 5 minutes of silence that are ensuing after Jose Quintana gives up five or six runs in the fourth inning. That's where things get a little bit annoying for me watching a White Sox broadcast with Hawk Harrelson on the call.
Luckily, he has Steve Stone to drag him along on the road to relevance. Steve Stone, as I said yesterday, the best color analyst in the game, although I was way off on what year things went to hell for him on the north side with the Cubs. It was 2004 when the players started arguing with the television announcers over what was said about them, and time proved the fact that Steve Stone was absolutely right about that entire Chicago Cubs team, but I don't want to digress. 5663 on the text line has a traffic update. You guys are never going to believe this. I say it only semi-facetiously, but just to let you guys know, 380 North is backed up from Swisher to about North Liberty. So that particular 6 mile, 5.5 mile stretch, whatever it is, between exit 4 and exit 10 is just a nightmare most days. And it's almost to the point where we should update people when the traffic is actually running smoothly between North Liberty and the Swisher and Shoeyville exit.
I think there's a little construction down there, especially going southbound.
There is, and we'll see it tomorrow when we're on our way back from Iowa City for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Kyle, you liked the first one. How about that segue right there? Join us from 4 until 7, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2 domestic pints, and here's the best part about coming out to Coach's Corner for the road trip tomorrow. Our show gets over at 7 o'clock, 7:04, first pitch in Houston between the Cougars and the Hawkeyes in that NCAA regional.
Not to get too far removed from, I don't want to get too far removed from Big Ten Media Day. So I want to ask you, and you know, I don't need an answer right away, but last year our little slogan was to catch a Harbaugh. This year we've come up with a new goal because catching a Harbaugh is probably not going to happen. What about P.J. Fleck? That's our number one target this year. Catching Fleck?
I have said all along, I don't have anything. Maybe they've got a segment.
Finding Fleck?
Maybe. You know what? If we do that, I bet it turns up on WNML. I bet they'll go, to catch a Harbaugh coming to you at SEC Media Days.
At
this
SEC
year.
Media Days. To catch a McElwain.
Look, it is what it is. How do you sell Love It or Leave It?
I don't get that.
At least you take Ricky Stanzi out of the equation because that would be too much explanation, I suppose, for folks. But that's neither here nor there. It's a particular road. I don't necessarily know if I want to go any further down because it doesn't appear to be well lit and there aren't a whole lot of markings and the shoulder is rather narrow.
I will say that I didn't. When you told me about these certain things happening at WNML, I wasn't aware of them, and I hadn't heard them, but now I believe them because I heard them. Those things are happening at that station.
Is it a full moon out tonight? Because I'm looking at the text line, and I'm wondering what's going on, and we got people all over the place talking about things that we aren't even talking about. And we're also getting the traffic update that the backup extends a lot further north than the Swisher exit. So this is not just your usual 6 miles of hell on 380 North.
But
during
this,
the summer.
Okay, it's 380 North. Okay.
380 northbound, yep. That stretch, this is 8092 on the text line. That stretch of 380 would not be bad if people actually drove like normal human beings instead of like they are in NASCAR.
Here's
380
the deal.
You can't complain about the traffic when you live in Iowa.
No, you can't. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Because the worst traffic here is nothing compared to any city of decent size in the United States.
Correct. I mean, as a St. Louis native, there's not a lot of traffic in St. Louis, but I think there's a double the amount of traffic there is here. So me driving to work every day on 380 is a breeze, other than the 380-80 interchange, which is somewhat of a death trap. But yes, I don't really, other than when there are accidents, other than when there is construction, there is really no traffic to speak of. So I never find myself complaining about the traffic in this town. The weather is a different issue. I don't know what it is about people sitting in this seat, but I am also fixated on the weather. The weather now is great, but when you get into the winter, get ready for my whining.
5663 says 380 would be fine if the semis all stayed in the right lane and didn't try to pass going 1 mile an hour faster than the semi they are trying to pass.
That is true.
My issue, though, usually isn't with the semis. It's usually with other people that are lounging in the left-hand lane. Right, but
yeah,
and because here's what you're going to get. Now you're going to get Dave the Trucker and...
No, I don't think... Well, now that Tyler's gone, are we going to get Dave the Trucker to call in?
Maybe Dave the Trucker is in Knoxville as well now. Maybe. Did he take the rights? Did he retain the rights to a KGYM caller also, along with the segments? I'm going to have to... You know what? This is Investigation Coon.
Yes.
This has Investigation Coon all over it. I want to know if Dave the Trucker has called in yet to Tyler's show.
I still have Dave the Trucker's contact info. Maybe I'll try to get a hold of him. But every once in a while on the text line, we'll get a picture of somebody texting us in. A picture of a Tyson chicken 18-wheeler, and Dave the Trucker, his legacy still lives on KGYM.
0439 says that it has something to do with a mobile home on the right shoulder just before the rest area, and then after that it's smooth sailing.
3018, the 380-80 interchange is the Steve Alford of Iowa interchanges.
Okay, I think I know where that's going. I think I know where that's going, but maybe provide a little bit more context next time.
I get it. I really do get it. As someone who drives on that every day, I know exactly what you're talking about, 3018.
All right. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, quite spirited today. 366-1600. Freddie Sanchez joining us in a couple minutes at the bottom of the hour, former Major League Baseball All-Star, won a batting championship in the major leagues as well. And he's at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight. The Cedar Rapids Colonels taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits in the finale of that three-game series. Colonels had a tremendous game last night from right-hander Tyler Wells, who was making his first appearance after being activated from the disabled list. And speaking of former Colonels, we mentioned the roster moves yesterday by the Minnesota Twins. Randy Rosario set to make his debut with the Minnesota Twins, getting the call-up from the minor leagues. So another former Cedar Rapids Colonel as a part of the Twins-Colonels marriage, making his way to the Twin Cities, and we'll see whether or not they can turn things around after a three-game series against the Houston Astros that can only be described as a colossal disaster. Unless you're BJ on the text line, who is an Astros fan, who was over the moon about 40 runs in 3 days. But the Twins aren't the only team that's not playing very well in Major League Baseball right now. Two of them are going to be at Wrigley Field tomorrow at 1:20, and we'll talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, coming up on tomorrow's program. It's 4:23. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Another big honor for Iowa first baseman Jake Adams today as the Hawkeyes get ready to take on Houston at the NCAA Baseball Regional tomorrow. We'll tell you just exactly what honor he landed today when we return after this.
Linn County REC is always working hard to provide its members with reliable service, but unexpected events like storms can cause issues. Now, if power's interrupted, Linn County REC members can see the outage map or report an outage right from the Smart Hub app. Download it now from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be ready. Then, if power's ever interrupted, you can get the details or report the outage in just a tap. A little information can help you feel a whole lot better. That's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Stop into 101 South Dubuque Street and wish the Dickens family congratulations on 70 years in business. The Cubs and the Cardinals will renew their long-standing rivalry in the National League Central tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley Field, with both teams seemingly stuck in neutral. The Cubs are 2 games under .500 after being swept in a 6-game road trip by the Dodgers and the Padres, while the Cardinals are 27-27 entering the series. Don't expect either team to make drastic changes anytime soon. As Cubs president Theo Epstein said today on WSCR in Chicago, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played in 2017.
We've made our bed, and now, you know, we are where we are, a third of the way into the season, and the only good news is no one in the division's run away from us, and we have two-thirds of the season left.
The Cubs and Cardinals both open June in search of a win tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley Field. It's a 1:20 first pitch, with John Lackey on the mound for the Cubs and Lance Lynn scheduled to take the hill for the Cardinals.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 8th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show, sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, Saturday from 3 to 6:30. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest, Saturday at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road, featuring over 75 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming to you live from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Freddie Sanchez, former Major League Baseball All-Star and batting champion, set to join us in a couple minutes. Jeff Downing on the other side of the glass, prepared for his final voyage on the USS Woodja in the 5 o'clock hour tonight as well, and plenty more to come. But first, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The honors continue to pile up for Iowa first baseman Jake Adams. Today, the Big Ten's Player of the Year was named a second-team All-American by Collegiate Baseball. That makes Adams just the 17th All-American in the program's history. He's the third player to earn the honor under head coach Rick Heller at Iowa, joining Blake Hickman and Tyler Payton in 2015. Adams and the Hawkeyes begin NCAA regional play tomorrow against Houston. Iowa State has settled its discrimination lawsuit with former women's basketball player Nikki Moody out of court for $60,000. As part of the settlement, the school does not admit any wrongdoing in her accusations of discrimination. Former Iowa football standout Robert Gallery is one of 75 FBS-level players listed on the 2018 College Football Hall of Fame ballot this year. Gallery won the Outland Trophy in 2003 and was a first-round draft pick of the Oakland Raiders that year as well. The 2018 Hall class will be announced January 8th in Atlanta as part of the national championship game. Speaking of college football, Big Ten Media Days have been set for July 25th and 26th of this year in Chicago. The Hawkeyes will be part of Day 1 on July 25th. Colonels a 3-0 winner over the Quad Cities River Bandits at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. Right-hander Tyler Wells struck out 10 River Bandits, and making his first appearance since returning from the disabled list. Colonels announcing today that lefty Andrew Vasquez was promoted to Fort Myers. Logan Lombana returns from extended spring training, even though he never left Cedar Rapids.
Has there ever been a time where maybe Mr. Shucks did something that was a little bit out of line at the Colonels game?
There is, and I know you're going down the road of Mr. Met.
Not that out of line, and but maybe a little bit out of line.
The whole world is talking about the mascot for the New York Mets giving what appeared to be an obscene gesture to a fan last night, even though Mr. Met only has 4 fingers.
So technically it was his index finger.
Well, I don't know. If when you've only got 4 fingers, I don't know what finger it is. But that has got people thinking about bad mascot behavior before, and I think it pales in comparison to a story right here in our own backyard, because as obscene as Mr. Met may have been last night, he never has gotten into a fist fight or a brawl with Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets. And Mr. Shucks, the Cedar Rapids Colonels mascot, has been involved in a physical altercation with a Colonels manager in the past.
An actual altercation.
It was Mr. Shucks' fault, too. This made national, I wouldn't say headlines, but it was picked up nationally by Baseball America, and the Los Angeles Times wrote about it At the time, the Colonels were still affiliated with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I think if I recall correctly, it was 2002. It was would have been the first year at the new stadium, which is no longer the new stadium because it's been around for quite a while. But Todd Klaus was the manager of the Colonels at the time, and he took exception to Mr. Shucks standing on a dugout with a broom after the Colonels had swept whoever it is that they were playing. And one thing led to another, and eventually Todd Klaus put Mr. Shucks in a headlock. And there was, I wouldn't call it a brawl, but yeah.
So the manager got mad at the mascot, so
Todd Klaus,
he attacked the mascot.
He works for the Boston Red Sox now and is a great guy. Came back to the hot stove a couple years ago when they inducted Lanny Peterson into the Hall of Fame. Lanny was his host, I'd say a parent, but Todd Klaus being a manager. He lived with Lanny, long story short. And yes, he took exception to the poor sportsmanship displayed by Mr. Shucks. And when Mr. Shucks decided to ramp things up rather than knock it off, Todd Klaus took things into his own hands. So Mr. Met and some of the other quote-unquote bad boy mascots out there have some work to do if they want to catch up to Mr. Shucks. Speaking of the Colonels, they're in action tonight taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. Freddie Sanchez, former Major League Baseball All-Star, is at the game tonight. You can go meet him. And he's going to tell you why he's in town when we return.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley. For the third straight season, the Cavs and Warriors meet in the NBA Finals to decide a champion. For Golden State, 9 days of rest after going undefeated through the Western Conference, I should say. As for Cleveland, LeBron James is in his seventh straight NBA Finals. Kyrie Irving returning to the stage where he hit the biggest shot of his career as the trilogy gets underway tonight for Game 1 at Oracle Arena.
I think you'd be appreciated more after the fact when you're necessarily in the moment. All that really doesn't matter. Definitely great that both teams are here for a third straight time. We know each other very well. We've added some pieces along the way. You know, we'll see what this series holds.
Coverage of game number one of the finals begins 8 Eastern here on ESPN Radio with Mark Kestisher and the Hall of Famer Hubie Brown on the call. The game will also be seen on ABC. NFL news, ESPN's Dan Graziano reporting that free agent linebacker Elvis Dumervil will work out for the 49ers, likely on Friday. Afternoon baseball, Adam Wainwright launching a 2-run home run measured at 413 feet as the Cardinals beat the Dodgers 2-0. Indians blank the Athletics 8-0 behind 10 strikeouts from starter Corey Kluber.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa. A sunny, beautiful eastern Iowa today on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Woodges coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little NCAA baseball and the Houston Regional with Kendall Rogers of D1Baseball.com as well. But speaking of beautiful weather and baseball, the Cedar Rapids Colonels closing out that three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight. And we've talked about this on the program before, Alex. You never know who you're going to come across if you go out to a Colonels game. LaTroy Hawkins was in town not all that long ago working with the Minnesota Twins. And the very special guest at the ball game tonight, Freddie Sanchez, former Major League Baseball player, all-star batting champion, is going to be at the game tonight, and he is with us now on the phone. Freddie, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're fantastic. We want to talk a little bit about your baseball career, but first, I'm going to just go ahead and let you explain to everybody who's listening why you're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on June 1st.
Yeah, I'm out here with Todd Becker, and we are promoting World Club Foot Day, and we are trying to promote the Iowa braces and the Ponseti method for children that might not have the funds, or it's just a more affordable, easier alternative to surgery. So I'm out here. We're going to have a wonderful club foot day, and that's the reason for me being out here.
So people are probably listening right now, and they're wondering, why is a guy who played in the major leagues, who was a batting champion at one point in his career, what's he doing promoting Club Foot Day? You were actually born not only with a clubbed foot, but pigeon-toed as well, right?
Yes, I was born with a right club foot, and my left foot was severely pigeon-toed. So when I was young, I had surgery, and I wore those braces that connect together. I think they were the Forrest Gump braces that people can relate to. Those are what I wore, and I hold it close to my heart.
Freddie, wanted to get into your baseball playing career here for just a second. You're a three-time All-Star, a batting champion, a World Series champion, 2014. Looking back a few years after retirement in 2015, did you accomplish pretty much everything you wanted to during your 10-year Major League Baseball career?
You know what? I can honestly say I did. And, you know, so we won the World – I was part of the World Series team in 2010 and 2012. But I can honestly say that I did. Your goal is to get to the big leagues when you're a kid. And once you get to the big leagues, your goal is to not only get there but stay there. And I was fortunate enough to have a decent little career, but the main objective is to win a World Series. And for me to be part of two World Series rings and bring San Francisco their first World Series title ever, definitely I feel like I accomplished what I accomplished. And, you know, I can look at myself in the mirror and say that I left everything I had on the field, you know. So looking back, that's what I'm most proud of, is that I left everything out on the field and I was able to get not only one, but two World Series rings.
2006 National League batting champion Freddie Sanchez joining us on the program here. Looking back on your playing career, you battled injuries a lot. Was that a sort of a side effect, a lingering side effect from being born with the club foot?
You guys there?
Freddie, you got us?
Well, this is an unfortunate, although not entirely unexpected, turn of events here as we'll get reconnected with the former All-Star. Freddie Sanchez once traded for Jeff Suppan by Theo Epstein, as my friend Bo emailed. Bo is a Red Sox fan. He said maybe that trade proves that Theo Epstein isn't the genius that everybody thinks he is. But everybody's entitled to make a few mistakes every now and again. I think we've got Freddie back with us. Freddie, I was asking you about a lot of the injuries that you had to deal with throughout your career. Were those lingering side effects from being born with a club foot?
You know, I don't think there's any direct correlation, but You know, my leg size, my leg length on both legs were off. I have about a half size different in my shoe size on each, and I feel like as far as my back injuries goes, I feel like that had a lot to do with it, just because of my leg length differences and stuff like that. But I don't know if there's any medical reasoning behind it, or you know, medical facts to back that up. But you know, I feel like part of it was like my back issues for sure. Not sure if my shoulder injuries had anything to do with that.
So you're drafted out of college by the Boston Red Sox in large part because they were cheap and they were drafting senior players at the time. You come up through the Red Sox chain, get traded to the Pirates, and sort of viewed as a utility player, but you kept playing your way into a larger role. And then 2006 happens when you hit 344. What was it about that season that allowed you to have such a great year?
You know, it's crazy. I just left a high school talking to the kids, and I really believe going into 2006, I was not the starter. I was the utility guy, and I had two choices to make. I could have been bitter and upset and, you know, just said, forget it. I'll just do my job and do it, you know, go about my business. Or I can say, I'm going to be the best utility guy I can be. I want to be the best utility guy in baseball. So I prepared every day as if I was the starter. I took reps in the cage. I never quit. I never gave up. I kept working. And at that time, the third baseman was Joe Randa. He got hurt. And once he got hurt, I was inserted into the starting lineup. And I really believe if I didn't prepare the way that I did, I wouldn't have had the success I had. I got thrown in the starting lineup, and was actually with Joe's help, grooming me and helping me. I'll never forget that. He was just so supportive. I got in the starting lineup, and I never came out.
Once you got in the starting lineup, you stayed there for five seasons in Pittsburgh. And then in 2009, you got traded to the San Francisco Giants. At that moment, was it a little bit hard getting traded, or were you excited to finally be on a contender in the Giants?
You know, no, it was hard. It was hard. You know, one of my best friends in baseball, Jack Wilson, we had played together so long. He was my double play partner. He was a shortstop, and he got traded, I think, a few days or a week before me. Actually, it might have been a day or two before me, to Seattle. And, you know, I was sobbing, crying, upset. And then what do you know? I get traded. And, you know, it was hard. It was hard. I didn't see the bright spot, you know, and things happened for a reason. I really believe that. But it was difficult. It was difficult leaving the only organization I knew. I've been with them for a long time. I felt good there. So it was definitely difficult. And looking back now, it was, you know, one of the best things that obviously happened to me.
We're sitting here on June 1st, so the trade deadline's still almost 2 months away. But for players that kind of not necessarily know they're going to get traded, but for players that are on non-contending teams that could be potentially a trade piece like you were in 2009, what goes through the mind of players? What goes through the mind of players like that? Well, I guess we'll try to get Freddie reconnected here one more time. 4:43 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
How's the Alex Kuhn Show sound to you? Does that have a ring to it?
No, I don't think it does.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. Kendall Rogers is going to join us today, we think, from D1Baseball.com, and we'll get Freddie back with us one more time here, hopefully.
Freddie, I apologize for that, but I was asking you before we lost you, for players that are kind of recognized on non-contending teams as a potential trade piece around the trade deadline, what goes through the mind of a player like that, not knowing where they're going to be in a few days or a week?
Oh, there's a lot, you know, and as much as you try to block it out as a player, you hear the trade rumors, you hear what's going on, and most of it, you know, you're leaving all your buddies. If you've been on a team for a long time, you're leaving where your comfort zone is. You know it's going to be difficult for your wife and kids. If you have a wife and kids, to your family to move and all that stuff. So there's more that goes behind it than just the player leaving. It's the uprooting your family also that plays a big part of it.
What was it like playing for Bruce Bochy in San Francisco?
Oh, it was great. Boach is just, I mean, he's great. I mean, he lets you go about your business. He's even keel. And it was a joy to play for Boach. I mean, he is just a great manager and a great man.
Who was the one pitcher that you had the most success off, the guy that you loved facing every time that you saw him in the lineup card?
You know what? I don't know if I had one. I don't know if I had. You'd have to look at the stats for that, but they're, you know, as a hitter, you know, hitting is in my eyes is the hardest thing to do in sports. I never really enjoyed facing any of those guys. You know, so, but there was a lot that I didn't do well off of. I could tell you that. I know Derek Lowe I didn't hit well off of. Do you remember Carlos Marmol?
I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm very familiar with
a lot
Carlos.
Of people in Eastern Iowa do.
Carlos Marmol was someone that I could not hit at all. He would throw you a slider, a 3-0, 0-2. I mean, any time, and he was kind of like my nemesis. He was, and he knew it too. I mean, I think I got one infield hit off him and got excited.
You've been retired now for a couple years. Are you still involved in baseball at all? That's unfortunate.
The ghosts of
we do thank Freddie Sanchez for joining us here on the program today, and you can catch up with him at Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight as the Cedar Rapids Colonels taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:35. Gates are opening in about 45 minutes, and he's going to be there, as he said at the start of the segment, promoting a Clubbed Foot Day, which is a very serious birth defect, but not anything that can't be treated or taken care of surgically. And lots of times, kids are able to rebound. And he was told when he was born, his parents were told, that he may never walk. And not only did he learn to walk, but he winds up going to be a three-time All-Star and won the batting title in 2006. I'll ask you, but I know you were doing some research earlier in the day, so maybe you came across it. Do you remember who he edged out for the batting title in 2006?
2006?
I believe, if I recall correctly.
Was it not Albert Pujols?
No, it was not. But you're at the right position. And think about a guy who also, like Pujols, is still active, but obviously much older than he was. Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera, okay.
With the Marlins. Sanchez hit .344 in 2006 with the Pirates.
I remember him just constantly killing the Cardinals. And that was back when the Pirates were so hapless.
Every team has one or two of those guys. For the Cubs, it always seems like they're Brewers players. Kirk Nieuwenhuis the last couple years, and then Jet Bandy this year. Every time Chicago and Milwaukee play, I just cringe when I see his name in the lineup.
Randall Grichuk. He got sent down to high A. I think he'll be fine eventually, but the only time he seems to really excel is against the Chicago Cubs.
I'm on the Tommy Pham train.
The Tommy Pham.
On one of my fantasy baseball teams, man, I am desperate. And it looks like even though the outfield is back to full strength there, it certainly appears as if he's going to be able to carve out a little bit of a role. Mike Matheny's name coming up on some lists of managers who may be on a warming seat, so to speak, although I still think he's a decent manager. I just know that Cardinals fans sometimes get a little bit tired of the bunting and some of the decision making, but that's the day and age that we live in, you know. And
I think it's more. And I asked Ed Creech about it on Tuesday, and then we talked to Tommy Watkins yesterday. And you asked Tommy why he made the comments about the Colonels not playing like a first place team, and he said that they were giving away too many at bats, they weren't backing up bases, they just seemed like they didn't want to be there. And I'm not going to say that the Cardinals seem like they don't want to be out there, but the very fundamental things that you do in baseball that you're taught from a little league age are evading and uncharacteristically evading the Cardinals at this point, and it's been now a two-year trend. So I think that's where Matheny's seat gets a little bit warm.
It's 4:49. We'll step aside, and if they don't haul me out of here in a straitjacket, we'll return with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
When you buy AC Pro refrigerant at Napa for $33.99, it comes with a pressure gauge, quick connect hose, and refrigerant to make just about any car cool again. Old cars, new cars, brown cars, even cars with hand crank windows. If it has four wheels and an air conditioner, AC Pro refrigerant for $33.99 can make your car cool. Literally. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Who wins the NBA Finals this year, and how does it play out? Part of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Continue voting up until 7 o'clock, which coincidentally will lead you right in to the finals tonight, right here on KGYM, the Cavaliers and the Warriors. As we talked about yesterday with Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com, it seems as if we were predestined for this matchup since the season tipped off last year, but it's finally here after over a week hiatus, Cavs and Warriors. And you can hear the action all throughout the playoffs, whether it's a four-game sweep or whether the series goes seven or anywhere in between on KGYM.
Finally, we are to this day. I know that there were a lot of sweeps and the NBA playoffs went up until this point, didn't follow the schedule that the NBA wanted to follow, but do we really need to wait a week to start this series? Were they trying to give the Cavs a little bit more rest because they played a couple extra days? I don't know why they took that long. The Stanley Cup Finals started several days earlier. They're already through two games, and we're still waiting for the NBA Finals to start. I know they're trying to drum up ratings and get anticipation even higher, but wish we could have started this, I don't know, like 3 days ago?
I think somebody should send a memo to the folks in Nashville that the Stanley Cup Finals have started, because they're down two games to nothing already to Pittsburgh. Not that they haven't played well in that series at times, and they... You hold Pittsburgh to, what was it, no shots on goal for about 40 minutes, and you still wind up walking away with a loss? That's tough.
They gave up, what, three goals in the first 3 minutes or 5 minutes of that third period, and that's Pittsburgh. And I still think that Nashville has a chance, and they can pull out two wins. When they return to Nashville, they've been dominant inside Bridgestone Arena in the playoffs, but you just wonder how a team like that, who is down a couple of really good players in Kevin Fiala and Ryan Johansson, are going to respond after losing two games in which they played very well for two periods. They have nothing to show for it. Like I said, they're down two of their best players. And oh, by the way, you look across the way and you see Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, and Phil Kessel looking right at you. The Penguins hit you in waves, and they certainly had a strong wave of energy to begin that third period last night.
Kendall Rogers joins us in hour number two to talk Iowa baseball. The Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Houston tomorrow at the NCAA Regional in Houston. Kendall is with D1Baseball.com. We'll have more NBA Finals talk on the way as well tonight and a lot more, but before we can get there, we've got to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The honors continue to pile up for Iowa first baseman Jake Adams. Today, the Big Ten's Player of the Year was named a second-team All-American by Collegiate Baseball. That makes Adams just the 17th All-American in the program's history. He's the third player to earn the honor under Coach Rick Heller while at Iowa, joining Blake Hickman and Tyler Payton in 2015. Adams and the Hawks begin their NCAA regional run tomorrow in Houston against the Cougars. Iowa State and Nikki Moody have come to a settlement in the lawsuit filed by the former women's basketball standout against the school for discrimination. ISU will pay Moody $60,000, although the school admits no wrongdoing as part of the settlement. Former Iowa football standout Robert Gallery is one of the 75 FBS players listed on the 2018 College Football Hall of Fame ballot. Gallery won the Outland Trophy with the Hawkeyes in 2003 before going on to an NFL career. The 2018 Hall class is set to be announced January 8th in Atlanta as part of the national championship festivities. Tyler Wells returned from the disabled list and struck out 10 hitters last night as the Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 3-0 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Four relievers combined for seven more strikeouts to give the Colonels a season-high 17. They're back at it tonight. The series closes out at 6:35, and what a beautiful night for baseball here in eastern Iowa. And I think you and I are planning on heading over to the stadium at various points this evening. You said Freddie Sanchez checked off the box, multiple All-Star, three-time All-Star. So you're going to make an effort. If a person of his caliber is in town, you're making an effort to go. Is it a selfie night tonight?
I think it's just a picture. I've graduated from
a posed picture.
Okay. I've graduated from autographs and moved to just pictures as I've gotten further along in my career. Because I just think at some point the autograph thing is I can purchase autographs. I can, if it's for a good cause, I'll purchase an autograph. But sitting outside a hotel or waiting for a player to, or former player to come outside of the stadium and asking for an autograph, kind of a bad look for me.
The hotel thing is definitely creepy. What's not creepy is Would Ya? And that's coming up again. This is a segment that we're borrowing from WNML in East Tennessee. Jeff Downing, for the final time, joining us in the studio to bring it to you next here on KGYM. Kendall Rogers from D1Baseball.com with us in hour number two as well. And don't forget, vote in that poll question today at KGYMradio.com as well. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich?